Welcome to the Time Killers podcast, where we are helping you kill time. This is episode number 6. We are talking about, you know, the direction of music today, R&B, like, not specifically R&B, but a bunch of different types of music.
Alternative, classical, rap.
Yeah, pretty much anything.
Everything.
Anything you can think about. We got Cameron, Sydney, Aaron, and myself today. So I want to start talking about the topic. I want to say opinions on Juice WRLD, because I feel like
him specifically, or the type of music
Type of music, the genre he's in. I don't consider him.
It is, some of his stuff is sad.
All of it just makes me depressed.
But
every time I listen to it, I just get sad. I want to go sit in the corner and cry.
I mean, there's certain songs.
I like how he flows, though. He has a good flow.
He does have a good flow. He has a good flow.
He can play to. He knows what a good beat is and how to, like, fit into it.
Yeah.
And the lyrics, yes, they are sad, but I think it is another branch of music that's coming off of hip-hop.
Yeah, it really is, though. Like, that's a good point.
Last year, we kind of had, I don't want to say the introduction, but, like, the, I guess, climax of, like, the more mumble rapping, flexing type deal.
That wasn't, like, a big thing for me.
I could get into it, but only in, like, certain settings. Like, I'm not going to go listen to it in a car driving somewhere.
Right.
You gotta be with friends doing something, just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely moods, different moods for different types of music.
So, I personally,
of course,
I enjoy Juice WRLD, but again, it's on the time and place. I think sadcore hip hop.
I mean, if you're in the mood to be sad, yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, but a lot of artists are like that too. When I'm sad, I listen to Lil Peep.
Rest in peace.
Yeah,
he's good. Yeah, I like him.
I feel like I wish I could have discovered him before he died.
It's like X is sad, and then he has, like, all this new music coming out.
I feel like
most of his new music is, like...
It feels forced to me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I like his music.
I like a couple
some
of
it.
Songs. But
yeah. There's a few, like...
Alive.
I didn't...
Floor 555 or something like that. That one's a little...
I didn't really even... Honestly,
hardcore.
I didn't really even know about too much about X before he died. And that's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
I knew about him, like... Honestly, a few months before. Months,
yeah, like, I started to kind of know about him, like, around March. And he died in, what, July, June?
June.
That's so sad, because, like, I feel like he was doing a lot of good things, you know,
yeah.
for the industry.
And I think it's the reason people were paying attention to someone like Lil Peep or Juice WRLD, they have a new feel. Like, you can clearly see from the transition of, like, early 2000s, where you have, like, Eminem, 50 Cent, where they're very lyrical, and let's see how fast we can get, how just intense we can get, and then we just transition to, like, the Kanye West and Jay-Z era, where we're starting to sing more, it's starting to be a little more musical with it.
Right.
It's easier to follow, and then from there, we kind of start transitioning into...
And then last
well, that's
year,
more R&B,
that wild
like
turn.
Like
yeah.
flexing, like,
yeah.
hard as hell
yeah.
on everybody.
Just, like, hard beats, and just, like... Like, the future type music is what I think about.
People were like, wow, the art's dying or whatever, but I don't think...
No, I don't think...
I don't think it's dying at all. I think it's just turning in a new direction.
It's branching. I mean, that's what it's doing. You have... It's like a giant tree, and then you got two separate directions, really.
Yeah.
You got,
well,
like,
then
the
you have,
the lyrical and, like, the sound being better, and then you have, like, the... To me...
And I wouldn't even put him in a lyrical position.
I feel like he
could be a lyricist,
yeah.
but I don't put him in the lyrical... genre. Like, I would put him more towards X, and then put like a J. Cole in like a lyrical.
Yeah.
A
yes.
Big Sean.
J. Cole definitely.
I can listen.
I can
get down to some middle child.
And see, you say you can get down to J. Cole, but not Juice WRLD. That's like the same kind of stuff.
I don't.
He has lyrical, and it's an upbeat beat. But if you listen to the lyrics in some of the songs, they're large metaphors for really sad things.
Yeah, J. Cole is really sad, honestly. But. And then you get into, like, the guys with, like, the hardcore music, you know, like 6ix9ine and, like, all the face tats and everything that are very intense, and then you're just like...
A couple of things that happened in hip-hop lately was, we'll start off with Lil Pump is doing the commencement speech at Harvard. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, and his tweet was, like, totally misspelled.
Lil Pump he's hilarious, dude.
I saw something.
I don't even actually like his songs, but he's funny.
I saw something. It was like, who to best inspire the upcoming generation of graduating from Harvard than a SoundCloud rapper who had a porn star smoking a blunt between his toes 4 days ago? And I was like, I mean, fair enough, but... Kyle is stepping back from social media. Did you see any of that?
I really... I liked Kyle.
He's alright, yeah.
I liked Kyle. I heard a very like limited songs from him, honestly, but I like how he don't get a lot of exposure.
He's very. He didn't get an exposure because he was a feature artist, kind of.
Yeah.
He got in a song with a song that blew up, but wasn't about by him.
With Lil Yachty.
And Dram and all them, and they do good music together, and I enjoy that kind of music. And again, that's a different feel to it. It's more, I don't want to say kid-friendly, but kid-style.
Yeah.
It appeals to the younger person inside you.
It's like less about the words and more about like the sound.
Yeah.
His song with Kehlani was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girls are starting to get into like rap and R&B.
That is true. We're getting a lot more girl artists.
Like, Nicki Minaj was like the only, she's like only female artist, and then
the largest.
Yeah, and then Cardi B came out, and then they had.
Iggy was before her.
Well, Iggy was.
I don't like her as much.
I don't like saying that I don't like women hip hop.
I don't prefer
like
the
style because. Like
it all feels forced.
And it does feel forced.
Whenever I talk about that, I feel like I'm appropriating it. It should be like that.
Well, it depends on the artist, honestly.
Because I feel like people say that all women or whatever a rapper are talking about the same things as if every single man in hip hop.
I'm not arguing that, but like I don't. It doesn't appeal to my style, and like Nicki Minaj, I don't like. It doesn't appeal to my voice. I feel like a lot of them fight between singing and rapping, and it comes off as.
I personally feel like if you can sing and rap, then you're one of the most talented people.
And Cardi B does a good job at that, but then again,
some of her stuff does feel forced. But then there's some
that's
like
some songs
it flows,
you can get down to.
She'll
hit you at that point.
Yeah, like there are sad ones, there are good ones, and then. I don't know. I just feel like it's more of an empowerment kind of thing. Like,
oh yeah, and I'm
you
not
have
bashing that at all.
Well, you had Nicki, and then you had Iggy, and then now Cardi B.
We don't want to talk
and,
about Iggy.
Yeah, I was about to
well,
say.
she had her few minutes, and then Nicki Minaj and Cardi B had their like little feud, and then like all these other girls, like City Girls, and then
that's the thing that
they're coming
off
up.
Female rappers is while male rappers, yes, they do get in feuds.
It's
it
more
takes
of a competition.
Them a minute to get there.
Yeah,
and it's more of a competition while. The female rappers, they're just slut shaming each other.
Yeah.
If it's frowned upon to do it in the variety of like the public eye, it's controversial and it's frowned upon to do in daily life, then why are we publicizing it in songs? Why are we letting songs that bash each other get popular? What is that teaching the people listening to the songs?
Right.
Oh, it's okay to bash each other
right.
as long as it means good intentions or they came at you first or who and what, like
that makes sense.
That's
well then you have like Kalani and Tinashe and
I do
a few other ones.
Yeah.
They're more of the
R&B to hip hop and rap personally, which a lot of people think the R&B is a dying genre, but
it's really not.
I mean,
I don't think
it's dying.
It's just
evolving.
It's that shift change.
I, to be honest, don't like how it's evolving. I feel like it's becoming very basic.
It was less romantic. It's less romanticized.
Who classifies R&B?
Now,
who are the popular artists right now that are R&B?
To be honest, what everybody's talking about now or whatever is just like LMA, even though I don't think she's good. Kehlani,
Khalid,
mm-hmm.
I enjoy her,
definitely. Miguel, Frank.
I like Miguel. Frank, yeah.
So,
I feel like R&B now has gotten more down tempo and like. It's like alternative R&B.
I feel like it's gotten
it's
to a sad side of it. It's gotten a sad side of it rather than the
but
romantic.
I feel like they're trying to
so
bring
who
are
the old school R&B artists that were as downbeat?
Well, I think R&B. I think like Usher and mm-hmm. Mariah and Alicia.
Okay, so kind of like, I don't want to say club music, but like.
More upbeat R&B, I guess.
Yeah.
Like
more like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like singy, hip hop, like R&B.
Yeah,
like
stuff that's not like. Like her. And
the subtle flex.
Yeah.
Pretty
I
much.
Feel like her or like Frank, they're more just kind of like chilled out, and that's kind of.
That's more
their
the alternative
yeah.
side of it, yeah.
I don't think it's. I mean, at this point, I don't think it's alternative. I think it's just like he said, it's evolving. It's changing.
Yeah.
It's not, it's
and
not
I,
like
think,
it was,
I think it'll. I think it's going to pick
trend.
Up speed very quickly because you have large artists that go back and forth from R&B, R&B all over to hip hop, like Joji, who. He came out of nowhere with a large fan base because of his YouTube channel, but I think.
And you have Drake, who pedals around.
Yeah, he does.
He just goes
I don't understand why people think Drake's so popular. I don't understand why he's so popular. Like,
I've
enjoy
honestly,
his music and how he can sing.
Yeah.
I just don't see how he, every time he releases a song or anything, it's immediately number one.
Yeah, there's about, there for each album he releases, there's like one good song on it, maybe two. And the rest just feel like he put words in it.
Yeah, I feel like now it's become popular to put out like long albums
and then hope you catch one.
Yeah,
I feel like shorter albums are more cohesive and they are more memorable.
That's the thing. That's another thing about the hip hop that was evolving is you had early 2000s where, we'll take Eminem for example, right? He had plenty of albums in the mid 2000s, early 2000s. But if you look about the time gap between each, they're like 2 to 3 years because he took the time to do the craft. It wasn't he sat in the studio for a month and a half and wrote some songs and put them out and was like, one of these will be a hit. He was like, I'm going to write every song and make sure they're all hits. And I think that's what's missing from hip-hop. We have these, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing him. We have X, right? He's been dead for what, almost a year? He's coming up on a year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that is interesting.
And he's released 3 albums so far. Now, how many of them were as big as hits from when he was alive?
None.
Why are we still releasing his music? Why are we letting that be the new thing we remember him by? Why can't we just leave it as is?
Mm-hmm.
If someone passes away and there's still music there, don't publicize them. Don't release, if you're going to release them all at once. If one becomes a hit, cool. But don't stretch it out over 9 to 10 months.
Because it feels
Feels like someone's trying to force money upon you.
Yep.
It feels like, oh, my son died. Feel bad for me. Buy my merch and listen to my music. And yes, I feel bad. Your son died. He was murdered. There's no answer to that. But stop releasing his music.
Like, stop putting it in our face.
Because...
Like you said, release it all at once.
If it wasn't there for the artist to perfect, then why is it being released?
Right.
I don't want to listen to something that they haven't sat down and perfected.
It hurts.
And that's the same reason, like the T-Pain album. I'm not even going to go touch it. Why? Because T-Pain's been in the shadows for so long helping produce people, it feels like it's a money grab.
Yeah.
If someone just drops an album, doesn't tell anybody about it, it feels like a money grab. It feels like, oh, my bank account's getting low. Let me go to the studio for a month and a half, write a song, and drop it and hope it gets big.
I kind of feel like that's what Meek Mill's album was, honestly.
Meek Mill's album was more of like a statement. Because wasn't he just out of prison or whatever?
Yeah.
This was like him coming back and saying...
That's different. If they come out of the shadows because they were in prison, I understand that.
Well, I mean, not even just prison, but if you're like coming back from like a hiatus or you've just been out of the spotlight or something like that, and it's a statement album, because on that album he was actually talking about like what he'd been through for the past 3 year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're making a statement or whatever, then like...
Then that's good.
That's
if, like,
good. I like albums that have real...
Yeah.
Stuff like meanings and stuff behind it.
And if you've got a fan base and you're like, hey, I'm gonna step back from the limelight and get my stuff together and get my head to where I can create good music, then cool. But like, if you look at T-Pain, I don't follow him on any social media, but I guarantee he's been posting stuff about how he's been doing things and different things and expensive cars and whatnot. But when was the last time he released an album other than their most recent one?
Yeah, it was what, 2016?
See, that's like with Lil Wayne, like he's, you know, he was popular 2000s, had all of his Carter albums.
I didn't like it.
And then the Carter 5, he waited this long.
But
I personally enjoyed it, but...
He wasn't communicating.
Right.
He wasn't... Again, it feels like a money grab. There's no communication there. Like, I don't know if it's him releasing the music because he thinks it's perfected and it's good and he took a break from music to perfect it. Or is it... He took a step back to live in the limelight and bask in the money he's made for so far.
Honestly, I feel like that's what R&B does good. I feel like if you listen to J. Cole, which I feel like all his songs to me feel like he actually took time to write them.
Yeah, and it's because people who do R&B and get big in R&B, like Ludacris or Usher.
I love Ludacris.
I sometimes consider J. Cole as R&B in some aspects. They produce
people. R&B.
They don't produce their own music and then just... write out a record deal. You've got people who produce people. You've got Kanye was he tried to get his hand in the R&B game with what was it, Kids Meet Ghost?
Kids See Ghost.
Yeah.
And he did that whole album with them, and it kind of didn't flop. But I think that's more political aspect. But he still was helping people. He's taking people under their wing.
I mean, 808 Heartbreak was kind of.
Yeah, and I'm not saying like all of his music flops, but like I think his.
That was kind
pop
of
pop culture stances has definitely affected him. But.
Yeah, definitely. And then that's like you said, the social media standpoint of it. Like, some people are more concerned about
who's doing what, what are they wearing,
yeah,
that kind of stuff. And it, and again, if like you're prominent on social media and what you're doing, and you haven't put music out for a couple years, it almost feels like you've retired. And when you go and put another album out, mm-hmm, it's not as personal. There was no interaction with the community. You didn't feature on any songs. You didn't let us know you were taking a break from music. You didn't.
I mean, honestly, that's how literally the Jonas Brothers, they released a song last night.
Yeah.
They came out of quote unquote retirement. And I listened to it and it wasn't that great. Yeah. I mean, for a pop, it was.
And now everybody
okay,
says everybody's going to go listen to it and try it out. Then it's going to blow.
They
up.
Already have their large fan base because it's all these kids that are high school, graduated, and we're like, oh, this is from Camp Rock, like, we missed them. And then we listen to it, and it's really not that good, but it's just we're excited about the fact that they're back.
That's why I don't connect with artists that do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I get it if you're on tour. Yeah, sure, you don't have time to do it. But like,
I was honestly disappointed. I was like, wow, this is not what I was expecting.
I don't connect with artists that do that kind of stuff.
Did y'all listen to the 2 Chainz album? Anybody
yes.
I listened to a couple songs. It was... Yeah.
Two Chainz is the same.
I like Two Chainz.
He don't really release a lot of stuff.
But he's producing people.
Yeah.
Right.
But he also gets featured on a lot of stuff.
And he's in the community. He's prominent in the community. He is.
Oh, I love Two Chainz. Like my favorite rapper. He's like my favorite like figure. Not necessarily rapper, but my favorite figure.
I think Big Sean's probably my favorite.
Yeah, Two Chainz or Kevin Gates. I like Kevin Gates. I think Kevin Gates is fire. I don't know why. He just got like a personality about him I really like.
But I don't know, I can't really connect with people that kind of drop off the face of the earth.
I actually kind of disagree with that.
Really?
I feel like social media has made it now to where you almost expect people to always say what they're doing and stuff. Because I feel like if you go back to like 2005 or whatever, people weren't posting on social media like constantly or whatever. You had gaps in between albums, and when they came back, it was like albums were more successful.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that's cool and all. Like, I enjoy that they take breaks from their craft to go perfect something.
But if it's
if it's something to where, like the Jonas Brothers, how long has it been since they've released a song?
Like, what,
forever
6 years?
Forever and a half,
six
right?
Years or
since, like, 2010.
And then, like, they come, oh, yeah, we've come out of retirement to create this song, and they create this one song.
Out of nowhere.
It doesn't feel personal to me. The only time I see them are at award shows to go shake hands and be on the red carpet. Or you've got like...
Well, no one knew about it until yesterday. They didn't... They were gone. They were like ghosts until they made it... They posted back on their account and they posted their album cover and...
That's also the reason I couldn't connect to the most recent Eminem album.
I'll say, if this is just a one-off song, I can see where you're coming from. But if they're actually planning out like an entire comeback, then I don't see
it
as...
And I can get behind that.
A bad thing, yeah.
Right.
But then again, if I can tell an album hasn't been polished and they just dropped it to see what hit, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like if it's one song that got released, I feel like it usually has more, like, personality to it. Like, it's better. I feel like solos, honestly, are usually better than albums. Because, like you said, most rappers at least release albums and they say, okay, well, I'm going to drop 22 songs and if 3 of them blow up, then I'm making my money back.
And that's the thing is the rappers that are prominent in pop culture. And I don't mean... All right, so when I said I don't mean social media. I mean they are appearing on red carpets in places. They are appearing in other people's songs. They are appearing in other people's videos. They are obviously like in the public eye, in the community.
Right.
It doesn't have to be on social media. They are there in the community. They are still a prominent feature to where somebody has said their name in the past 10 years. Like, but not just in passing. That I feel like they should be in there. And rappers that are still in the public eye will release a couple of singles off of their album. For example, Post Malone, right? He released Psycho and Rockstar, and then he dropped his new album. He didn't have time to drop the album because he was on tour. I understand that. Khalid, he blew up off of one song and released the rest of the album, which also I think was probably like some of the greatest R&B songs. Like that's my kind of music. I enjoy it.
To me though, I feel like a lot of people, like a lot of rappers and just artists, drop their like their best song, and to me, like as a single, I don't personally like that because that single blows up, it's overplayed, and you get tired of it, and you don't listen to the rest of the album until like I mean, I don't know. I just feel like there's better songs, whether they're not upbeat or not.
It also shows that they're not in there.
If they're the saddest song on the album, but it's the best, you know, quote unquote, like lyrical or whatever, I just feel like they just shouldn't drop their best song. I feel like they should just drop, like,
and I don't think it's them dropping their best song. I think they're just dropping a song to
and
then it blows up because people are expecting another
album.
Right.
Like with Stony by Post Malone, he dropped, I think it was White Everson, Congratulations,
mm-hmm.
and then something, Money Made Me Do It, 2 Chainz. Those three songs, two of them really blew up. Money Made Me Do It didn't really get up there.
Yeah.
And then they released the album, and you have some of the, what I believe to be the greatest songs of the album, like I Fall Apart.
Yeah.
Great song. Mm. Broken Whiskey
Broken
Glass.
Broken Whiskey Glass, yeah.
Great song. And I think it shows something about their personality that they're not in it for the money. They're in it for the art. They're in it.
I think Post Malone.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely in it to.
But I feel like.
And I dislike people who say that other people with different skin color, different race, appropriate the culture.
Oh yeah, you can't.
That irritates me.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Because that's like saying that
if you are pro something, right? So let's take Charlamagne the God, right? He does a Breakfast Club. He hates Post Malone.
Oh yeah.
And he says,
you watch the entire interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
He just sits there and bashes him the entire time.
And to be such a big political, or not political, but culture person, being so high up and
highly respected throughout the culture.
I don't think it's responsible of him to bash a white artist because he's a white artist doing hip hop.
Yeah.
I think that sets back all of the emotion that people have put forth. Joe Budden and Eminem. Eminem's a great artist, don't get me wrong. And then they was like, oh, he's a guest in the House of Hip Hop. What do you mean? He's been around forever.
Yeah.
I understand that he's not your type of music, but I don't think it is okay to say that they're appropriating cultures, because then we start to get a skew.
There's no racial, like, there's no racism in any of their music. And so,
and he's respected the culture. He hasn't used any racial
slurs. There's no point to.
He hasn't bashed black people in general. I think it gets a bad rap, and like, cultural appropriation should be stuck to mass media tragedy. I don't think it should be connected to music, because I think music should be a universal language for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah.
No matter what race, no matter what language, no matter what sexuality, no matter anything. It should always be for people to enjoy, and it should not have to do anything from anywhere. I think it should be an escape from something. We shouldn't relate politics and music together.
Yeah. Music is like an escape from politics.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it should be.
People listen to music where people, like, flex on other people because that's what they dream to be. They dream to have a lot of money. Now you start putting songs out with lots of money and political views, people are going to be like, all right, what the hell? Like, stop. Yeah.
And then social media doesn't help that either, because they can preach everything on their social media, whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And whether it helps them or not, and that just, I don't know, it's really directed at a certain fan base, and then your fans don't get along, when everyone should just be there to enjoy the music.
Lord help you if you say anything about another artist,
right?
Then people get all their feelings hurt.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
All right, I guess I'll wrap it up today. Thanks for tuning in to the Time Killers podcast, where we kill time for you. All right.